And at this stage, I am handing over to the Deputy Leader of our party, Mr. Nigel Dodds, MP. Nigel.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We better not fall foul of Morris Morrow. Right, thank you. Thank you. We're already in danger of falling foul of Lord Morrow's strictures on trying to keep the time. But you're all very, very welcome this morning to the annual conference of the Democratic Unionist Party. It's a real pleasure to be here. We had a really good day yesterday in terms of the start of the conference and a wonderful night last night at the conference dinner. So every conference gets better and better. So we're looking forward to a great day today. Mr. Chairman, First Minister, leader of our party, colleagues, friends, all, we are approaching the centenary of Northern Ireland. And it is good to look where we have come to. Look where Northern Ireland is today. Look at my friend Peter Robinson and see where he has taken us to. Today our province is a place where if you want to work, you can secure your own future, where if you can't, you'll be looked after. And where day in, day out, we're working to put the scourge of terrorism forever behind us. 2015, and Northern Ireland, almost 100 years on from 1916, is still a part of the United Kingdom. And what's more, we're staying in the United Kingdom. We should never lose sight, in the midst of our day-to-day battles, which we wage, of the big picture, which is what our cause is about, the Union, Ulster in the United Kingdom, Ulster British, and that's a battle that we're winning. In fact, the Union is more popular with all of our people in Northern Ireland today than it's ever been before. That's leadership that's working. That's what the Democratic Unionist Party has brought about. A better Northern Ireland for all of our people and a better future yet to come. Now, this has not been an easy place to get to. None of us can do anything but look with admiration at Peter for the burden he has borne in getting us here to this point. He and this party have stood strong. Where others would have wilted, or chased cheap headlines, or sat on the sidelines and helplessly sniped, we have done what had to be done in the best interests of Northern Ireland and of unionism. We weren't distracted by the wreckers, and we weren't deluded by the fantasists. And we have delivered an agreement that works for Northern Ireland and shows that Northern Ireland works. And do we ever work? Can there be anywhere else our size that equals us here in Northern Ireland? We're proud of our wee country. Jonathan Ray, Carl Frampton, Rory McIlroy, Darren Clark, Graham McDowell, champions all, and champions made here in Northern Ireland. And not just in sports, but look across science, the culture. We're a small place, but we can do big things. Only this week we saw the University of Ulster is leading the world in the fight against pancreatic cancer. What a wonderful achievement. And yes, our cultural appeal reaches far and wide too. I don't watch the Game of Thrones, a program apparently devoted to how ambitious men or women clamber to the top of the heap. I hope there's no analogies there for anyone. But it's watched by millions throughout the world. Millions of people won awards across the globe. That's a Northern Ireland that delivers. Creative, modern, successful. And when the Green and White Army go to France next year, we'll be cheering them on there too. I trust we'll all of us in Northern Ireland be cheering them on. Indeed, I'll be wishing all the teams present from the British Isles well, though of course not quite as well as ourselves. France has been much in our minds, of course, as has already been alluded to this morning. I don't know about you, but few things have moved me more this last terrible week than the singing of the anthem of the French Republic. The Marseillaise was sung with passion at Wembley Stadium across the world by politicians, leaders in France and elsewhere. They're standing up to terrorism. They're not apologizing to them, least of all for singing their national anthem. We say, God save the Queen, long to reign over us here for a long time to come. In Parliament, I had the honour of congratulating Her Majesty recently for her record-breaking reign earlier this year. But I've also had less happy tasks to carry out. For one, I've had to hold Jeremy Corbyn and his Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell to account. We won't forget their praise for terrorists in Northern Ireland. And we won't let them pretend they didn't think gunmen were honourable. And we'll go on making sure that everyone across the entire country knows what they're dealing with when it comes to that pair. They were wrong then, and they're unbelievable now. We deserve a better opposition than that. And I hope that the Labour Party soon comes to its senses and delivers us one. Just like here, there'll be no amnesty for terrorists. There'll be no forgetting of the facts or the rewriting of them either. This party stands for telling the truth about the past every bit as much as we do for telling you the truth about the future we can all share together. In Parliament, we have put the national interest first. Whether it has been making sure no more shoddy work is done to the Constitution or keeping the government as honest as we can on the upcoming European referendum, our votes have been critical and will go on being so. We're determined to use our influence wisely and well at Westminster. Serious decisions await us there about war and about tackling terror worldwide. And our experience here over decades of suffering give us a unique insight and a unique voice. We, as a party representing Northern Ireland, will do the right thing for our nation's security, whatever that might entail. We're approaching 2016. Next year will be a year of profoundly significant centenaries, a year when we will remember again the enormity of the sacrifice of so many from this part of the United Kingdom who went to fight at the Somme and elsewhere. Ulster has always played its full part in defending freedom and fighting for our country. and our respect and gratitude for today's brave servicemen and women, and our security and law enforcement services knows no bounds. On Living Standards, you'll have seen what a fresh start does for working families, how it works to make welfare fair, affordable, and how it fights fraud in the benefits system. And at Westminster, our work has been entirely consistent with that. We have sought to gain Northern Ireland the most humane, the most compassionate, the most generous welfare package in the country. And, no offence to our southern friends, the best country to have it in. British numbers add up. You can't have a welfare state if you can't afford it. We have in Parliament at every stage, along with our colleagues here in the Assembly, sought to protect working family from needless harm being done to them through misguided changes, not least in tax credits. Where others have sought to play games or cut shabby deals, we have stood firm. Unlike others, the DUP stands up for hard-working families. I expect that the Chancellor, George Osborne, will very soon listen to some of the advice we have consistently given him and adjust his policies. He would be very prudent to do so. And just like he needs to be sensible when he thinks about where he wants to get to, we need to be clear-sighted and realistic as a party also. We have endured a lot of criticism, and let's be frank, unease recently about the state of the province. But we have heard you, and you have seen, the people of Northern Ireland have seen, what the DUP has done. Others talk, others shout from the sidelines. The DUP rolls up its sleeves and gets on with the hard work of delivery. Let there be no mistake about it, we have a strategy for Northern Ireland. We're sticking to it, and it's working. I want to take you back 30 years ago, almost to the day, when we faced the threat of the Anglo-Irish Agreement. Some of us in this hall are old enough to remember that. Some of us are old enough indeed to have cringed recently at some of the television pictures of some of us running about doing all sorts of things at that time. We were against the Anglo-Irish Agreement. We were right to be so. It was wrong, and it didn't deliver even on its own misguided terms. And then unionism was excluded from a say in our own country. Instead, direct rule with Republican input was the order of the day. There was a better way. It wasn't the Belfast Agreement which led directly to so many of the problems we're still sorting out today. Problems which he said at the time were inevitable if that form of agreement was proceeded with, and which would one day have to be dealt with, and we're dealing with them. The architects of the Belfast Agreement laughed us off and carried on regardless. Indeed, they're still shameless about it today, and some of them would want to take us back to 1998 and all the flaws of that agreement. Well, they got their answer, didn't they, from the electorate. We heard what people said in Northern Ireland, and the DUP is delivering a better way forward, a Northern Ireland that works. You will hear in the coming months from the sidelines lots of noise, but you'll hear no solutions. You'll see lots of claims being made, but none that will stand up under scrutiny. Remember this one fact, and repeat it over and over again. If they had their way, they would drag us back to the days of 1985. Shouting from the sidelines, powerless, impotent. So the choice before Northern Ireland, The choice before unionists is very clear today. Come with us and we keep Northern Ireland working. We keep Northern Ireland moving forwards. We keep Northern Ireland inside the Union, or we are swept back into a wasteland of despair and stalemate, dictated to by London and Dublin, excluded from a say even in the running of our own affairs. Well, I'm not going back, I'm going forward. The DUP will make Northern Ireland work and won't run away from the fight whenever there are hard challenges to face or easy headlines to chase. We're better than that, and we're much, much more serious than that. And when you look today, fellow delegates and members of this great party, at our leader and our First Minister, what you see is the embodiment of serious politics. There is grown-up, level-headed, realistic Ulster in all its principled granite form. Peter Robinson has endured and he has delivered. Allow me to be personal for a moment about a man who is a true friend to me and my family, and for so many of you as well. I more than anything admire his strength of character. Peter has stood strong in the gale of what the last number of years, and indeed the last 40 years, has thrown at him and thrown at all of us. And he has risen above it all, stronger than ever before. Yeah. At close quarters, it is then that you see what people are really like. And the sheer talent that he has brought to making things work, however impossible the odds have sometimes seemed, has been amazing. He fights every inch of the way and always in the best interests of unionism and of Northern Ireland. We are fortunate indeed to have had leaders of this party of such eminence, and we are proud today to say that Peter Robinson is the leader of the DUP. Thank you, Peter. Thank you. Thank you. We were in the wilderness 30 years ago in 1985. We were wronged. We were risking defeat. Now we're in the heart of government with our fate firmly in our own hands. That wasn't an easy thing to achieve. It wasn't a certain thing. It took guts, it took brains, it took determination. And it meant being prepared to stand up from naysayers from whatever side they chanted. So today, fellow delegates, members of the DUP, and unionists and fellow citizens of Northern Ireland, we say from this platform, from Europe to Westminster, to Stormont, to city and town halls across Northern Ireland, this party stands strong, united, and resolute. Thank you, Peter, for all that you've done for us. The work goes on. And thanks to you, our party is ready to lead Northern Ireland into its second century. Ulster works. This party works for Ulster now and forever. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks very much. Thank you. Thanks very much. Thank you. Thank you.